good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, January 12th, 2016. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamiri Nkomo.
Tonight, we will look at the opening of schools, focusing on the teachers' strike and the failure by parents to pay school fees. As a result, many pupils were sent home on the first day of class.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7, on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those of you who want to contribute live on air, give us a call on 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com or voaindebele.com, as well as voashona.com.
And Ntunga, first and foremost, welcome back. We missed you here at The Connection.
I missed you too. Thank you.
Thank you there. Our schools opened for the 2016 first term today, with reports of schools turning away children for non-payment of fees. On the other hand, some teachers were said to be on a go slow in protest over low pay and outstanding bonuses.
The impact this is having on pupils cannot be overemphasized. So, let's get talking and build a strong educational foundation for Zimbabwe's next generation.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Ntunga, as we do every single Tuesday, we hope that people will call us to give their comments. And also, for those of you who can't get through, make sure you send us your messages on WhatsApp. We'll read them live on air, as many of you have already been sending us so many comments on this issue of school openings. Ntunga.
Le chananjani makaya hikutibana kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhangela ukuvulwa kwesikolo sizwile endaweni eziningi zelizwe ukubana abantwana besikolo abaningi baxotshiwe babuyiselilwe babiselwe emakhaya ngenxa yokubana bengabhatalanga imali yama school fees. Ngakolunye uhlangothi sizwile ababalisi besithi bona bengafundisi ngokugcweleyo kwezinye izikolo bekhonona ngodaba lwama-bonus kanye le ndaba yeholo nje abathi liphansi kakhulu. Kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana ukumo chirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection chirongwa chevechidiki. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhura kwezvikoro. Tirikunzwa kuti kune zvimwe zvikoro varairidzi vanga vasingadzidzisi vachinyunyuta nenyaya yemabonus pamwe chete nepay yavo. Uyezve tirikunzwa kuti vamwe vana vadzoserwa kudzimba dzavo nasi nechikonzero chekuti vanga vasati vabhadhara maschool fees.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ntunga. And of course, before we get to our guests on the line, let's read some comments that are coming or that came through on our WhatsApp. Ntunga, of course, as we said earlier, so many parents and schoolgoers themselves have been expressing their concerns. We have Shumba here who says, schools opened today minus my child. I have failed to raise enough for his fees. I'm still desperately struggling to raise the required $500. I reported to school today where I'm expected to teach other kids. It's very painful. Forrest says, I would like to thank God I managed to pay school fees, but it was a hard time. $400 for both my girls. There's a parent here in Ntunga who sent us a message and said at Tamuka Primary School turned away children for newly introduced uniforms and school fees. My son is doing grade 5 there, and the fees he was saying were $30, which some parents were unable to even come up with in Ntunga.
Indeed, Ms. T, here we have our first and second guests tonight. We have Promise Muleya, founder of the organization Promise Foundation Austria. He's a co-founder, and his organization pays school fees for dozens of underprivileged pupils. Mm-hmm. We also have educationist Mr. Tandego Zintimkandla. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome on board.
Hello,
Good evening, gentlemen. I'll start off with you, Mr. Mkandla. Let's talk about this issue of school fees when it comes to parents, you know, failing to make these payments, looking at the current economic conditions in Zimbabwe. How does it affect Zimbabwe's education system?
Well, it does. It really does. Because the schools of now, they have to sort of...
Hello?
Hello? Yes, Mr. Mkandla, you are having a bad connection there, but let's drop off Mr. Mkandla. We'll try and reach him again. Let's go with Mr. Mlea.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Promise. Same question to you. Looking at these issues, how is it affecting Zimbabwe's education system?
Thank you, Mtunga. Thank you, Tatenda. Well, it affects Zimbabwe's education system in a number of ways. First, it has to do with that this is the young generation and is the future leadership of Zimbabwe. So whenever they lack an education, a basic education system for in a nation, so ultimately, what we are saying for the future of Zimbabwe, it looks bleak, because these are the future generations that we are looking forward to taking the aspirations of a nation forward. Now, when we have a situation whereby parents they cannot afford school fees or support students or their own children to go to school because of a numerous number of reasons that they cannot get their own salaries, they cannot get their own bonuses, there are no jobs, and economic hardships, taking all the toll on the parents or the guardians of children. So what we see is a situation whereby the education system has been negatively affected. We are going to see children that are not well educated going forward. We are seeing also the teachers themselves that are losing the interest to teach. And what it speaks now is these young children coming up, seeing these teachers that are not well paid, teachers that are not not well motivated. So not a lot of people are going to take this passion with them to say, okay, when I finish my schooling, I want to enroll in a teacher training college to actually start to become a teacher, you know. So it has got a negative effect on the aspirations of the children themselves, a negative effect on the children themselves being aspiring to take up teaching positions going forward. And also the standards themselves, you know. We remember when we were young children growing up in primary school, our education system was just so rigorous, and it was just up there at the top. And what we're seeing now is seeing a situation whereby the students that are coming out of the schools, they are half-baked because of a number of reasons, because of resources. They don't have resources in their learning environment. The teachers are not being motivated because they don't have enough money, you know. And honestly speaking, you cannot teach on an empty tummy. You cannot teach without having the chalks, so to speak. You cannot teach without having the basic books, basic things to help you, to aid you in your teaching method, to deliver those lessons and etc., all those things, so to speak. So it's a plethora of reasons, a plethora of effects that we are going to see maybe 10 years down the line, whose effects are emanating from this period that we are in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Promise. Hold on the line.
Do we have Mr. Mkandla now?
I think I was still waiting to give him a call back.
Okay. Okay, we have a teacher who preferred to be called only by Mr. Shumba. Mr. Shumba, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, you were in class today. Give us a clear picture. What was going on?
To begin with, let me say that the first term began on a very low note. The turnout for returning students was not very pleasing. It was rather depressed. The reason being that most parents were unable to raise the required fees. And you find that most pupils decided for some reason, for one reason or another, to stay at home. Then we also have parents bringing in their children, that is from one student. They were also rather affected negatively because quite a number of them were unable to raise the required fees. And I must say that today at my school, for instance, more than 40 students were turned away because they failed to raise the required amount of fees. And it was quite painful and so sad to see parents almost crying because they did not, you know, send their children or get a place, a formal place for their children. It was quite painful. It was quite depressing. And let me say that given the current situation, especially where the nation is likely to experience a phenomenal drought or famine, the situation doesn't look promising because we are likely to have so many school dropouts for one reason or another. And also, given the current economic challenges, you find that most of our students are likely to drop out of school as well. So the situation as it stands is not really encouraging. And you also find that the situation has been compounded by the fact that a lot of our teachers are very demotivated and demoralized, given that they were expecting a taking to check, which is not forthcoming, given that although they were paid their December salaries, the salaries came late, and there were arbitrary deductions of what the government side calls pensions. Now, though that did not go down well with teachers, and you find that at the moment, some teachers union, notably the PTUs, it has actually advised its members to engage on a ghost law for the next 2 days, pending or determining what what future action they would take. So, by and large, we can say that the term opened on a very sad note. And you must let me emphasize that you find that most of the teachers that turned up for work today, if their own myriad of problems, one of which is failing to pay school fees for their own children. For instance, I'm one of them who was unable to send his kid to school because I was unable to raise the required fees on time. So given that kind of scenario, you don't expect me to perform, given that I've left my child at home who is unable to access education because I have been impoverished by a system that doesn't seem to care very much for it in our work and work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Washumba Mire and Yupa Line. And Tunga, I think Mr. Mkandla is now back on the line.
Yeah, Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening to you and the listeners at large.
Yes, we are talking education today, looking at, you know, dozens of pupils who were sent back to their homes today because of non-payment of fees. Also looking at, you know, the disgruntlement, you know, by teachers who are protesting the non-payment of bonuses and, you know, their payments, which their salaries, which they say are very too low for their for the work that they do. What's your assessment of all that's happening in the education sector?
What's happening in the education sector is very depressing, to say the least, because you see the country is, it is now an open secret public knowledge, the country's economy is actually the doldrums. And the schools, like all services providing institutions, must get something in order to provide those services. And because there is no money, the schools will find it very difficult to operate under those circumstances. But what is very paradoxical is that the same teachers who are supposed to be teaching children cannot afford to send their own children to school because of low salaries and the non-availability of bonus and so many other factors. What is happening in the education sector surely will drive this nation into an educational climate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mkandla. Hold on the line. And Tunga, just before we go ahead, let's read some more messages that we received on WhatsApp. There's Shaz who says, life is very hard here in Binga, our community. It's severely hit by drought. As a result, children will be going to school with their tummies empty. This is a tough year for Binga residents, of which parents will not manage to fork out school fees, as they are also trying to raise at least $14 to buy 20 kgs of mealie meal, which can only keep them for 7 days. It's very sad indeed.
Indeed,
hearing things like that.
Mm-hmm. Really sad. Bona si labalaleli, silomlaleli lapha ecingweni uThembi Nkosi Ndlovu emberengwa. Mnumzana Ndlovu, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba, njani khona?
Hayi, siyaphila. Unjani emberengwa? Yeah, bakithi, kuzalunga bakithi. Vene lisile yini ukuye esikole abantwana? Nemzana Ndlovu, ucingo lwakho kaluzwakali kuhle, ungatsheda lapho khona mhlawumbe singazwanani.
Right, ungathi siyaqhamuka.
Yebo, luqhamuka. Yasuzwakala manje.
Sesizwakala
ngono. Ya, sungcono kakhulu, asikhulume.
Right. Ya, ngithi bavulile abantwana nje, kodwa indlala, konke lezi mali zangikhona kasinazo, kasisebenzi, asikwazi ukuthi kuzahamba njani lo nyaka vele. Ngokuminyaka wona lowo vele uhle waqalisa kubila, kuminyaka wona lowo phelileyo besivele singabantu sisenkathazweni ezinzima. Ukuvula bavulile sibili bayakhona, kodwa baphonga ukuhamba le mali bengelayo, asilayo imali, asikwazi ukuthi vele sizayithola njani, ukuthi kumbe kuzafundwa kumbe kuzathiwana, asikwazi. Bangaxotshwa lokuthi baphinde babuyele esikolo, asikwazi ukuthi bazabuyela njani, ngoba silayo imali yakhona, bangaze baxotshe bexotshelwe imali, imali yangikhona kasilayo vele.
Wena labantwana basesikolo?
Ye, mina ndabantwana basesikolo, omunye wenza i-form 6 lonyaka, omunye ku-form 4 lonyaka, omunye uqalisa u-grade 0 ECD namhlanje so.
Ah, okay. Ula imali yakhona?
Akusila imali yakhona vele, ngathi lo wenza form 6 babhadala ama-apartheid isikolo zikahulumende, babhadala ama-$50 sinethemu bese kusiza nje ezinye ezizayo, kodwa asilayo imali yangikhona naleyo. Laba lawa ama-O-levels futhi ngama-apartheid schools ibhadala about $40. Imali yangikhona asilayo, ECD kufuneka $15 ngethemu, asilayo vele. Nokuthi sizayithatha ngapha, asilayo. Siyaswela ukuthi uhulumende angikwazi ukuthi yena uzawuhambisa njani khonapho.
Okay, hayi, siyabonga kuzwakile. Mnumzana Ndlovu khona ngapho emberengwa. Siyabonga kakhulu belobo suku bohle.
Ndani khona ngapho, siyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah, Mnumzana Shumba, you still on the line?
Hello, wa Shumba? Hello, Mr. Shumba, are you there? Okay, maybe we'll have to call him back then. Tunga, we can go to you, Promise. Looking at the 180 young children that you are helping to facilitate to go to primary and secondary school, what is their morale like when it comes to facing these challenges in getting their education?
Hello?
Hello, Promise?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Can you come again, please?
Yeah, looking at the 180 children that you are assisting at primary and secondary level, what's their morale like when it looks to their challenges they're facing in attaining their education?
Well, the morale is kind of a mixed bag, so to speak, because for a number of reasons, you find that even when we started this organization, our main aim, our main motivation was that the young children that are not going to school can be helped. You can mobilize resources around them receiving an education system. But little did we know that a number of underlying reasons are prevalent along, that, along the schools, along the village. Children are not able to attend schools, are not able to attend even basic education, so to speak. One of them is that I listened to your earlier WhatsApp message. A person from Binga was who alluded to the severity of the drought that is being experienced in Binga. You'll find that these children, yes, they're being taken care of in terms of their tuition fees. They are happy about it, that they can come to school. But then the other reason now is they come to school on an empty tummy. And that compounds, that feather changes the whole dimension of their morale, of their happiness. Now they have to come to school. Yes, fees are being catered for, but at home they have nothing to eat. And so it's feather dump of the children. And they come to school. The school system doesn't have enough resources for these young children to attend class effectively. For instance, we have schools in Binga today that children learn under trees, you know? And you can imagine under given this scorching heat of the sun that a child has to go through his own classes under a tree, you know. The whole spirit is then dampened. We do not have the enough resources for these children to really have an effective learning environment. Yes, the school fees are being carried, but then the environment around themselves is not very conducive. Issues around classrooms, there's still more classroom blocks that need around books. You know, they still struggle to get books. Even though we strive to, within the package that we help these students to say, okay, they get a tuition for their school, for their school education, and also they get books. But this is never enough. So these are some of the challenges that they face every day, and they have to travel long distances on an empty tummy. Their own parents, their own guardians, their own teachers, they are not well motivated, you know. The previous speakers alluded to that the teachers themselves, they cannot be able to afford tuition fees for their own children. And imagine coming to teach in a classroom, at the back of your mind, you've got this huge load that you are carrying, that your own family is struggling. The whole situation is very, very rather complicated, so to speak. But we are trying in the near future, we're trying to introduce a situation whereby children can actually have a meal at the school. But this is a long process, and we hope it's completed sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, siyabonga mnumzana Muleya, silo mlaleli lapha uShelton Enkai. Mnumzana Shelton, kunjani Enkai?
Hayi ekhaya apha kunaZulu baba.
Hayi Zulu kalikho ilizwe lonke baba. Kuzalunga. Kusitshele unjani umumo wezikolo khona ngapha?
Ya izikolo zivuliwe. Sibili abantwana bahamba bayaxotshwa esikolo. Nendaba yemali le.
Baxotshiwe yini abakho?
Ye baphendukile esikolweni ngenxa yokuthi ke kuthiwa babhadalanga izimali even last year sasala sibe zikwelede sathunjelwa kubomamasikumachifu ukuthi kufuneke izimali sathunjela sasathingaikhushwe nambuzi so kathe siyiqalise siyehluleka kulabantwana ababhala igrade 7 abala ma-report ukuthi bayefika esecondary bafuna ama-report ukuze babagrawundi bakwazi ukuthi umntwana lo kumele abe ku-A kumbe ku-B so ukuthi babavete bafuna ukuthi babuke ama-report kuqala ayesecondary so khathesi bancishile ngenxa yokuthi ababhadalanga bazezikweleti even le bhimu like ayibhadalanga ezikoleni zonke vele zonke ezika-wadi 1 lapha so-ke abantwana bonke ziresi ababhala esezeni bazile ukuthi baya kufomu 1.
Okay, hayi kuyezwakala Shelton khona ngapho enkayi sile tembu zayithola ifees baba abantwana bayesikolo. Okay, I think we've lost Shelton there, but we're done with him already. Vashumba, Muripo Parunare. Saka, Zemonero, Vashumba, Ndimika, Varairizma, Botita, Orira, Nema, Miranga, Gaita, Mushkoro, Nasi, Koito, Asei.
Maybe the form of my business. Yeah, I can't have the battery, but it was going to be raised a mari. Then the other option that we made, we have to do a lot of things.
Okay, ndimbombata muromo ipapo Shumba. Our first half is coming to a close. And I know Mr. Mkandla is rushing somewhere, but before you go, Mr. Mkandla, please do stay on the line. We'll be right back, and you will take just one question from us before you go. Also, Mr. Mlea, please do stay on the line.
Mm-hmm, of course, and for our radio listeners, head over to voazimbabwe.com, voaindebele.com, or voashona.com to catch the second half of our program on our live stream. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tunga Melinkomo.